Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Tristan Nunez, driver of the 7-0 Skyactiv Mazda prototype, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the September 29th edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 92 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and tonight, Michael Lally and myself will once again try to share some of our viewpoints about motorsports with the world, learn more about our favorite drivers, and bring to the forefront some of the issues surrounding modern auto racing. I just want to let you know that we are trying a little bit different connection option for this evening's program, so hopefully the technical issues we've been facing over the past few weeks will be a thing of the past. Again, that's sort of a knock on wood type thing there, and we're hoping that everything will go just perfectly. Our first guest of the evening is Kenny Smith. It's been said there's no such thing as a former Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. The same thought applies to race car drivers. Even those who may no longer compete are still drivers. It's just part of who they are. In each case, it's part of who that person is, how they think, and how they live. Kenny Smith is both a Marine and a racer. He originally hails from Southern California and joined the Marine Corps out of high school and served from 1986 until 1993. He spent 7 months in the Middle East during Desert Storm. Upon being discharged, he ventured back to California to work out and follow racing at the iconic Irwindale Speedway and San Bernardino's Quarter Mile Orange Show Speedway. He decided to move back to Missouri, where his family was, in 2002. Randolph County Speedway in Moberly became his home track, and it wasn't long after that that Kenny had to strap himself in. Kenny races in the International Motor Contest Association, IMCA, Sports Compact Division. Kenny Smith isn't racing with a dream of climbing through the ranks to the top of the sport. He works as a mechanic, and come race season, he'll spend $25 for a pit pass, except for special events when, of course, the tracks increase the price. He'll spend $100 to $150 in travel expenses to get to those out-of-town tracks. It's what he does and who he is. You can't expect a racer to give up racing any more than you can tell the Marine to stop being a Marine. Now, we'd like to welcome Kenny Smith to the Thunderdome. Well, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. Thank you. First off, can you tell us a little bit more about the IMCA series?
Like you said, it's an International Motor Contest Association, and it's pretty much Dirt Series, and it's actually all over the United States, from Texas to Arizona to California to Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska. I mean, it's all over the place. They have many divisions, from sprint cars to late models to modifieds to sport mods, stock cars, hobby stocks, and of course sport compacts.
And how many races do you compete in per year? What's your average?
This year I've gotten 26 races in so far, and I still got 9 more to go.
Cool. I know your racing has helped shed a light on some issues facing the service members. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes, what I've done is I've actually decided to make my racing for a great cause. I want to bring awareness and try and help out those that were, you know, in the military that suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, there's several different ways. Social media is one of them, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat. There's all kinds of social media outlets I can do it with. Mm-hmm. But I also like to, when I go to the track, I talk to people. I let people know that, you know, if you see somebody that's suffering, sometimes all they need is an ear to listen or someone to talk to them, let them know everything's going to be okay and there is help out there for them, whether it's other drivers, team members, staff members at tracks, or fans in the stands, or, you know, just a passing by somebody, you never know. Even, you know, going to and from the track, you stop and get fuel and grab something to snack on or eat. You can always talk to somebody there, too.
Growing up, who was your favorite racer?
I guess growing up, I would have to say it was several different ones, like A.J. Foyt and Poncho Carter and the Bettenhausens. And then when I got older, I took interest in Jeff Gordon and Martin Martin.
How do you feel about Jeff Gordon coming sort of out of retirement this year and filling in for Dale Earnhardt a little bit?
It's kind of been mixed emotions because it's kind of like when Mark Martin did the same thing. It's just kind of mixed emotions. Mm-hmm. You'd like to see him back in a car, but he wants to hang it up. He probably should just hang it up and pursue his own personal life and what he wants to do.
What's your favorite racetrack?
Sir, my favorite racetrack that I actually run on, I've got a couple. One of them is in Memphis, Missouri, at Scotland County Speedway, but they only run part-time basis, so I don't get to run there all the time. And another one would be Randolph County Raceway in Moberly, Missouri. But my current home track is Lee County Speedway in Donelson, Iowa, which is actually a very fun track, too.
What's your ultimate racing goal?
My ultimate racing goal is to be able to travel, and whether it's in the same class I'm in, Sport Compacts, or if I can move up to INCA stock cars or something like that. I want to be able to travel across the country and be able to do what I'm trying to do as far as the PTSD awareness, and see if I can get some kind of foundation to come aboard and help me out and see if we can get together and help those that really need the help.
If people are interested in learning more about you and your race team and the charities you support, how would they go about doing that?
Several different options. Like I said, Twitter is one of them. Facebook is another. Those are the two biggest ones I use that I usually update quite often, so everybody knows what's going on and can see what I'm going through. And that's just the way I do it. It's social media outlets is the easiest way for me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on the program this evening and wish you lots of luck this season and throughout the rest of the year as well.
Well, thank you very much. Can I get a shout out to my sponsors if I can?
Yep, no problem.
Okay, well, one of them is ProTec Auto Care out of Hawaii, believe it or not, car care products. The other one is VictualaneDomains.com. If you need a domain name, that's the easiest place to do it, and you can get a discount if you mention me on it. And the last one is Signature for Soldiers that works with military missions in action, and they have a bunch of sports memorabilia that's autographed, and they sell it, and every dime that's collected from it goes to help wounded veterans out.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show, and hopefully you have a great rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was Kenny Smith. You can look him up on Twitter and Facebook. I've put out his Twitter information on my Twitter feed, which is at FaborPlums, FaborPlums, a little bit earlier today, so you can check that out and see how you can help out his causes there. He has some great things he's trying to do. We'd now like to get into this week's edition of Did You Know? Did you know that Dover International Speedway, formerly Dover Downs International Speedway, is also known as the Monster Mile and features a character known as Miles the Monster? The Monster is featured on the Winner's Trophy, the track's tickets, memorabilia, website, and the 46-foot-tall, 14-meters-tall monster monument. Did you know that Road Atlanta is a 2.54 mile, 4.088 kilometer road course located just north of Brazosland, Georgia? The facility is utilized for a wide variety of events, including professional amateur sports and motorcycle races, racing and driving schools, corporate programs, and testing for more sports teams. The track has 12 turns, including the famous S's between turns 3 and 5, and turn 12, a downhill diving turn. IMSA will be closing out their 2016 season this weekend at Road Atlanta. Did you know that Maple Grove Raceway is a quarter-mile drag strip located near Moonton, pardon me if I get that wrong, Pennsylvania, just outside Reading? It opened in 1962 as a 1/5 mile drag strip. It was eventually lengthened to its current quarter-mile length in 1964. The track had been sanctioned by the National Hot Rod Association for most of its existence. It has hosted an NHRA national event since 1985 and hosts the race this coming weekend. Our next guest this evening is Trevor Rizzo. Started in 2006 by Victor Rizzo, Rizzo Racing began as a family-operated team, with Victor Rizzo working on the car and Trevor Rizzo driving. Since then, it has grown from quarter midget and champ kart racing on local tracks to Bandolero and Legends car racing on popular short tracks. The evolution of their cars also saw an evolution in the team. In 2013, Rizzo Racing started working with AK Performance for their car setup and crew. AK Performance has helped Trevor and Rizzo Racing earn countless top fives and top tens, as well as four wins between three seasons. Currently, Rizzo Racing races at short tracks throughout the Southeast and looks forward to growing and continuing their success. Mr. Rizzo will be calling in momentarily. But until then, let's go ahead and listen to one of the songs from Ron Pastane and the Pit Crew. Actually, let's not, because it looks like Mr. Rizzo is on the line now. So we'd like to welcome Trevor Rizzo to the program. Hello, how are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. First off, can you tell us a little bit more about the Cars Tour that you're competing in most of the time this season?
The Cars Tour is one of the newer late model stock series. It combines late model stock cars and super late models under the same banner for the same race. They're endurance races mostly, about 100 to 150 laps. It brings out the cream of the crop from local tracks all over the country.
How are you able to balance school and racing?
That's a tough one, honestly. I mean, I'm a sophomore this year. I take a lot of honors classes, and with the schedule we've been running this year, it's been a challenge, but I've been able to handle it. It's been mostly been me trying to get my homework done as quick as possible so I can focus on my racing and get stuff like that done, but it's definitely a challenge, but it's one I'm willing to take on because racing is kind of my life.
Who's your favorite race car driver?
Growing up, my favorite race car driver was Dale Jr. He was just kind of one of the family things. He's a great guy, great racer from what I can tell. He's fun to watch, animated. But right now, favorite racer to watch is Josh Berry. He races the Cars Tour. He's a really good driver. He runs the Xfinity Series sometimes when he has the funding. I think he's just a really cool driver, and he can really wheel a car.
What's your favorite track?
My favorite track as of right now is Hickory Motor Speedway in Newton, North Carolina. They race late model stock cars just about weekly. We're going there in 3 weeks for the Cars Tour, so it should be fun.
What's your ultimate racing goal?
My ultimate racing goal is to be able to make racing a career for me, because I can't imagine a life without racing, and I think if I can make it my career, that'd be the best possible life for me.
And how many races do you do each season?
The last 3 years we've done about 20 races a season. This year, okay, because we're one of the more limited funded teams, we're running 10 races When I was younger, we used to run 50, 60 races in a year because I was quarter midgets and there was more races handily available.
If you were in charge of NASCAR for a day, what would you change in the sport?
I think the most important thing I'd change in the sport is Drunk Brian France said it a while ago. He said he wouldn't let any of the Chase competitors run in the lower two series because I think it's kind of silly to go out. I watched the Truck Series race 2 weeks ago with my dad, and Kyle Busch has dominated, and I think the lesser-known drivers should have a chance to prove themselves.
Awesome. I think that's a pretty good deal too. I think that it seems like every race that Kyle Busch is in, especially in the lower series, he's there to win, and if he doesn't win, he's having a bad day. So that makes sense.
Yeah,
to try and bring
agree.
The other. Yeah, try and bring the other drivers into the sport, because when the Cup drivers aren't in the races, it seems like some of the coverage isn't quite as good, and you don't have any clue who the people are who are racing in the series, and that's not really fair to the people who race week in, week out.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, as one of the smaller racers right now that I am, I think you really need to give smaller drivers a chance to prove themselves, show who they are, and it would definitely help out those people that run mid-pack, even in the front, but don't get noticed because people like Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski are running the Xfinity and trucks, and no one else has seen them.
And how many cars are entered in the average Cars Tour event for the division you're in there?
For late model stock, it's about mid-20s, low 30s, I think, is the max I've seen.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in the Cars Tour this year, and hopefully you're able to move up from there into a little bit better funded position, and you have a great career ahead of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a nice evening.
Have a good night.
Once again, that was Trevor Rizzo. You can look up on Twitter and Facebook and all that. He's an up-and-coming driver. This year he's racing in the Cars Tour. You can also look up Rizzo Racing in your favorite search engine, and you'll find a little bit more information about he and his team. Are you a race car driver, crew chief, pit member, track owner, or maybe you're just a huge fan of the sport? Contact either Michael Mullally or myself to get your spot on the show. After all, everyone deserves their 15 minutes of fame, and we'd love to hear from you. This weekend, as I stated in the little facts thing, is a big weekend for racing. They've got the race there in Dover, the race at the NHRA race there in Maple Grove in Pennsylvania, and they also have the final race of the season for IMSA at the Road Atlanta. They've made some major announcements at Road Atlanta the past few days. You can look up some of those at speedwaydigest.com in the racing news section. One of the bigger announcements they actually made was yesterday at the 25th anniversary for Panos Racing, which stated that they're going to actually allow them to compete in the Delta Wing for one more race at least at the 24 Hours of Daytona. Now, I know that they'd love to win in the Delta Wing race there at the Petit Le Mans this weekend. And we wish them all the luck in the world. We're hoping to actually have the racers from the Panos Delta Wing team back on the show again in the next couple of weeks to talk about how the season went and how they're preparing for next year, and possibly to get in a little bit about what their plans are for the future. I know that has been a rather fuzzy thing. They have had some rumors, numerous ones. We've talked about some of those on the program here. Now, the rumor of the new compact car that they're supposed to be coming out with for the consumer market, and how they're going to try and work into a GT program with that compact car, a Delta Wing inspired type vehicle. It looks kind of neat. It's a neat idea. But I'm not sure if that's actually the direction that IMSA wants to go, and I think that they're trying to extend their thing with the Delta Wing out at least for another race, so that it keeps their options open, as it were. Should be a good race this weekend. Anybody who's You can search out all your favorite racing online, as well as on your TV. Check your local listings and find out when the programs will be on. I know they've got all different sorts of weird schedules this weekend for the Petit Le Mans as well as for the NHRA. Not quite as weird as it used to be for the NHRA, but it's still getting there. So we'd like to wish our co-host, Michael Mullally, a happy 21st birthday this week. She's apparently still out and unable to call in tonight, but we're looking forward to having a good next year on the program here, and hopefully some of you will be able to come on and share your love of racing with us. Be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. As I stated, I just put out 5 articles today, some of them about the new season that's coming up. The series are releasing their schedules for Trans Am and other series, so be sure to check that out. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com. Stay connected on Twitter at PB Happening, on the website, Instagram, and more, and find out what's happening in the Palm Beaches. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again on October 13th. Once again, October 13th, we'll be taking next week off in the Thunderdome. Well, we'll be delving into the wonderful world of modern motorsports with guests representing the top series in the nation and beyond. Have a great couple of weeks, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Have a nice evening.